Let's do attendance. We've got Teresa Allen on the call. David Bay? I'm not hearing David. All right. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Bill is present. Lyndon Foley, are you here? Not hearing Lyndon. Tom Harper?
I am here.
We are glad you're here. Wally's asking for excuse absence. Mike Lewis?
Mysterious Mike's here.
We're glad. Robin is not on yet. Marianne Martinez?
Here.
Oh, well, see, there she is. We are glad you're here. Carol McGregor? Not hearing. Darrell Robbins has resigned. Nancy Sabarnaratomi? Not hearing her. Wendy Schrell has asked for an excused absence, I believe. Deb Shafto? I'm not hearing Deb. Rob Lee?
Present.
Rob is present. Is there anyone whose name... Oh, Richard Uzel, are you on?
Present.
Oh, see, he was here all the time. Okay. So, I sent out the agenda. I also sent out an article. I don't know whether you could see the pictures, but you could might want to look for an article from Easter Sunday, April 4th. Root Ball raises $22,000 for Trees for Houston. I just thought that was something encouraging about a fundraiser.
Hey, Teresa, it's Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Before we move on, I move that we excuse Wendy and Wally.
All right, thank you. Yes. Bill Crozier.
I second the motion.
Excuse Wendy Schrell.
I second the motion.
Wally. Good. Any objection? Okay. I've sent out the agenda. Does anybody have anything to add to the agenda? Does anybody want to move that we approve it?
I so move.
Is that Tom Harper?
Yes.
Okay. Any objection? Passed without objection. Great. The minutes. I sent out the minutes. Does anybody want to move that we approve the minutes?
I have read the minutes, but I have a question.
You have an addition or correction? Go ahead.
Why wasn't I mentioned the fact that I was not able to make the meeting last time?
Oh, okay. Well, that can be corrected.
I mean, you know, I'm not trying to make fame for myself. I was just, you know, making
well,
notation that, you know, I was not feeling well, and I did ask for absence, and that wasn't mentioned on the report.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make a notation in the minutes of March 13th that... I had a notation that Robert Lee had asked for an excused absence, and I'm going to put, and Tom Harper.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
This is Bill.
Yes, Bill.
You know, we usually don't note who's not there, but if you'd like an excused absence, we could do that retroactively. If you'd like, we could approve that your absence last month was excused.
I'm going to put in correct. Is there any objection to this retroactively marking them excused? Okay. I'm going to put retroactively excused without objection on 4/6 of 2021 in parentheses. Okay. So the... Does anyone else have anything else to add to the minutes?
I have it. Bill, I'm not contradicting you, but I think we ought to make notations of people who are not absent, who are absent, in case we have to go back to the record and find out the reason why that they are not present during the meeting. You know, there are legal obligations here, you know, so sometimes there might be a, you know, issue and that we brought up and the person was not present during the committee meeting, so, or the working group meeting, I should say.
Well, actually, both of you had mentioned, you know, I'm probably assuming that it was my error that you asked to be excused, and I now not make that connection. Probably it's on the email that ended up in a spam or just ended up somehow accidentally deleted. So the minutes will reflect that both you and Robert Lee had mentioned that you had other things to do that day. I think Robert mentioned that he had needed a little bit more notice and he had a conflict. So I think we're good. I think we're good. And hopefully I won't make this problem in the future. Anything else to add to the minutes? Okay. Minutes as amended. Does anybody want to move to approve that?
I approve.
I approve.
No objections from me.
Okay, Robin is here.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
Okay.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Hello, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome.
Okay, we are on the report from the Development Director, or GM. Robin, what's your title?
I don't have a title.
Okay, well, we're calling you Development Director. Okay.
Well, so, don't. But I work in the membership department right now. I am the membership department.
You are.
And I do a little development stuff on the side. That's kind of how it is right now.
Okay. All right. So, do you have anything to report for us?
The next line drive is scheduled for May 6th through the 28th. So that's one thing. I'm going to go a little bit ahead on your agenda, and I saw something about lapsed members on there. I'm going to come up with a mailing to lapsed members that will hit the same time as the fund drive and get what we can out of that. The usual is going on, letters out for renewal, letter for people who have to be billed for their payments and that sort of thing. We sent out a mailing along with the tax receipts. We had an ask, and they're asking people to donate. And a lot of people did. I was really pleased with that. So far, we brought in about $7,000 through that ask. And it'll keep on trickling in for the entire year if the past experience continues.
So that was done by mail or by email?
By mail. Yeah, you probably got one of these in the mail, too. Almost everybody on this call probably got one.
Yes, I did.
It grossed $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah, expenses were about $2,200, so that's about $4,800 net.
Wow.
So I hope to do something, well, actually better than that with the lapsed mailings, because we have in the past, but we haven't done one of these in, oh gosh, 3 or 4 years. So we'll see how it goes. But I can keep the expenses for that under $1,000 to get to at least 4,000 people. We use our printer, the printer that we use all the time.
Well, we may as well use it. We learned today in finance that that we have to pay for that lease no matter what.
Lease?
Leasing the printer. We have to pay for the printer, the stamp machine,
copier,
the water cooler, even though there's no people in the building. So even
if we
try to get out of the lease, we still owe for the printer a lease.
That's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Bill for the SEC.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, and thank you, Robin. It's great. You know, if you're going to do another mailing, Labs member mailing to coincide with the fund drive, I don't know if David will be ready to announce much by then, but, you know, I'm hearing from people, I've been talking to people who used to be members or used to be on the LSB and trying to get them to come back and stuff like that, telling them that, you know, have a new GM, he's making improvements. So they always want to ask for more specifics. So if there's whatever specifics can be shared, you know, you can make it like, here's the good news, you know, we've done this and this and this, and these things are being planned, and it gives people more, you know, reason to donate, I guess.
No, that's a good suggestion.
Okay.
So I have to get a list of them. I know they're doing engineering things that are supposed to be improvements.
Yeah, I know he's done a lot of stuff behind the scenes, you know, to the transmitter and stuff like that. And
but
of course,
I really want to be able to say is that we have some live programming coming back.
Yeah.
That's what I really want.
Yeah, everybody's asking about that too, right? Yeah, when is that going to be? And I have to keep telling them I don't know. And
Tom,
okay.
Say that again.
Tom, for a sec.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bear with me one more minute. Wait 1 minute, Tom. So,
sure, no problem.
What was your suggestion that Robin said was good to do what?
To include news of the improvements that have been made. You know, whatever they may be. They'll mostly be engineering things and things with the antenna, I suppose. But whatever they are.
And planned things.
Yeah. So, yeah, and that would definitely increase the appeal, I think, of the letter.
Okay. At our last meeting, I'm sorry, Bill, was it your turn? Who wanted to? Oh, it's Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. Robin, are we still using that equipment at the printer and stuff like that at the building? I mean, you know, are we still doing that?
I might use it once every 4 months, you know, for something.
Okay.
You know, he's talking about that big copier / printer that we have.
Right. That's
and
what
I think I'm probably the only person who does that. And like I said, it's like maybe 3 times a year when I want to print something in color, really.
Right. Okay, I'm just wondering if, because I'm, you know, questioning the fact that we still have the equipment in the building, and the building is not accessible, you know, only to, you know, pay staff. I mean, you know, that's kind of hitting our budget really hard, you know. I mean, I'm just making a suggestion, you know. But that's okay. Go ahead.
Robin, you know, I don't know. This, I guess, could be discussed in outreach, but we might want to create some flyers. If we can think of any event that's going to happen where we might be passing out flyers, if we can come up with some sort of generic flyers to promote the station, maybe with the new logo on it or something. If you can think of any events that you might want us to pass those out at, we need to, you know, kind of rejuvenate our outreach efforts. I guess there's probably not going to be a art car parade this year.
Not that I'm aware of.
Can I
kind of make a suggestion on that? You know, there are people on this committee who are there because they're interested in outreach. It would be better if they let me know what events that the outreach committee plans to go to, if there are any. And then, because I'm not really plugged into what's going on in the city at all, but I'm hoping that outreach people are. And then we can come up with, you know, flyers, generic or specific, for that, if there's anybody in outreach planning to be at these events.
Tom Bustack.
Go ahead, Tom.
Remember we discussed on the phone that when we come to the subject of outreach, I was going to include that plus other things that I have suggestions in mind. Hello?
All right, well, let's bring that up later then, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, Robin, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No, that's really it right now.
Bill.
All right, go ahead, Bill.
Can we help you in any way, Robin?
Yeah, maybe. I'm getting ready to send out these renewal letters, you know, with the new logo and whatever, but this is an excellent time to rewrite them. We have 5 different letters for 5 different stages.
For 5 different which?
If you're in the renewal cycle and you don't pay during the you get 5 different letters.
Oh, yeah.
And right, they're all, you know, phrased differently. Some are long, some are short. I could use you some help on rewriting them.
Okay.
And are you volunteering?
Yeah, I'll be glad to help if I can. We should talk to David and see what he's willing to share in terms of plans and things like that, too, because I do think that, you know,
it would help in those letters also.
Yeah, give them more specific reasons to come back or donate and maybe renew early, even if it's in the early cycle.
Yeah, well, okay, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to contact MLCCU saying I need a list of things that have been gotten better and that will soon be better to include.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Then we'll go on from there.
Okay.
Okay. That's
great.
A plan.
Okay.
Mike Lewis for the stack.
Is that Tom or Mike?
Mike.
Go ahead, Mike.
Robin, did we create any more new bumper stickers, or we don't have the money in the budget for that? Somebody told me that they were looking into, with the new logos, the new bumper stickers.
Who said that? Was it David?
No, not David. It was just one of the people at KPFT. They were asking if they were going to create some new bumper stickers with the new logo.
I would like to. I know that, like, the minimum order for bumper stick from the company we used to use is $5,000, and that was pretty expensive. And that was, when was the last time I did that? Like, maybe 3-4 years ago. So I don't know if we're ready to spend about $2,500 for 5,000 bumper stickers. It would be nice to do, but I wouldn't hold anybody's breath right now.
How many of the old ones are left?
A ton. The last ones we made have that Welcome Home logo on it, and we still have a whole bunch left.
You know, the new logo may not be that great for a bumper sticker, though. You need really big lettering. The smaller lettering, you know, won't be visible unless you're close up. The Welcome Home was kind of like that, too.
Well, actually, Jill helped make a version of the bumper sticker that kind of elongated, longer than it is tall. Same words, same everything, but
okay.
And that might make that might make a better bumper sticker than just sort of like the little square with a circle in it.
Yeah. Okay.
So I mean, we have the art. We can work on it, but the money is the problem, I think.
Same thing with making newer T-shirts with the new logo?
No, we're going to do that because we know people will snatch those up. So they're going to be a little more expensive than before.
So they're going to be out around the summertime?
No, before the next drive.
Okay, and they're going to be on the website for the membership or
yes.
New T-shirt?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Once we have them, once the guy has printed a couple for me.
Okay, great.
Nancy, with a question.
Hi, Robin, Nancy.
You said, Heidi, we have a ton left. You mean the welcome home, the little decals?
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't have any of those red ones, right?
No, they're all gone.
People like that red color, saying. So the April fun drive, when will it start? I'm sorry I came in late if you already talked about this.
It's May. It starts on May 6th.
Six.
I put out an earlier date, but now it's been moved back 1 week to May 6th to May 28th.
Thank you.
Robin, I will be happy to try to help you with any letters. I guess at some point we need to finish with your report and go on to the fundraising and specific outreach section of the agenda. But I don't know where this quite fits. I'm still like to make some sort of pitch to the LAPS members to see if they would like to actually create a challenge for others.
To a LAPS member?
Yes.
That would be the hard to do.
Any incentive for them to kind of be a hero, to kind of come from behind and be a hero. I always think that it helps the pledge drive if we have some sort of challenge. Do we have anything planned? Or?
Not at this time, no. The challenges I would like to have are, I wish we could have them much bigger than we have in the recent past. You know, such as, it's hard to do live, too. It's really hard. Not live. You know, we've recorded shows and that sort of thing.
Could we make an ask of every programmer to on their recording state that we're trying to collect money for a challenge for new members, for example, and ask them to email you if they'd like to do that?
And say that again. You kind of cut off.
Can we ask each programmer to articulate to their specific listeners, call in or to call you or email you now and ask that they be the one that challenges people for the upcoming Pledge Drive show. So Wally James would say, hey, right now we're looking for somebody who would make can you call or can you email Robin and offer to be a person that makes a challenge for the upcoming pledge drive for this show. See if that might help. If every program did that. Now.
I actually think that's a good idea. And I have to get an email out to programmers tomorrow, which has various news in it, and this could be part of it. It says, if you would do this, have your listeners to email me, those that are willing to contribute, I will keep track of those that say they will and how much of a challenge each show gets. And we'll use it as best we can.
Is there a theme to this pledge drive?
No.
Would it help? Have we ever had a theme to a pledge drive?
Yeah, once off and on in the past, not recently.
Maybe it could be something like, you know, breathing free or coming out of COVID or be a hero or...
spring pledge drive?
Yeah, spring is sprung.
Go ahead, Teresa. I'm sorry.
Or maybe our general manager could do a promo and say we are asking for heroes or something. Give it a special title to say, you know, please email our development director if you want to be the one that has a challenge for people, and name the show you want to offer the challenge for. And if you give that to me, I will try to disperse it through LSB members who have friends. You know, tomorrow is, I think, the last day that people can become a member and be able to vote unless it's extended. I do think, as Nancy mentioned in the Finance Committee meeting, we might have some problems with this, because if anybody is trying to donate, they might have been calling our admin line and there's never an answer.
Yeah, that is a big problem.
They beat their head up against the wall and they give up. They don't think, well, I should call the 5738 and see what happens. Or they don't think, well, I think maybe Robin might be robin@kpft.org. That's not on the website. I think it should be on the website that, like, want to talk to the program director, here's her email.
It is on there now. It has been for a while. It's just not on the, you know, top page.
I did see it on the front page. The front page looked very attractive.
Can you hold on a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Then Bill for the stack.
Yeah, okay, Bill, when she comes back. I guess I'm going to ask her to finish up her report, and then we're going to go through fundraising. Unless your idea fits into one of these other topics, then I'm going to ask you to make your question and we'll go from there.
No, it's about phoning and emailing for pledges.
Say what?
It's about phoning and emailing for pledges and announcements. Well, I just asked. I can repeat it when she gets back. But, you know, I keep hearing old promos. They're bedded in programs, I guess, or maybe they're being added now, but that, you know, they say call the station at the 4,000 number, you know, and so.
Yes.
That's,
you're right. I heard a promo the other day that said, become a volunteer for KPFT, call Ryan at this number
right.
At extension 316. So that needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
That is really old.
Well, it is playing, and, you know, maybe it is playing on Larry Winter's show, and it's not because we're playing old shows or something.
I don't know. That's a question that really Bobby and David should answer.
I'm hearing old promos on other shows, too. They may be, at the end of the hour.
Question here from Rob Lee. Would there be any way to forward that phone number to, and I don't know, maybe everybody in this committee would say, I would answer the phone between X hours, or would we have enough people that would answer the phone for certain times, especially maybe if we get a lot more listeners during the weekend. But could we forward the phone somewhere and have somebody? You don't have to have someone in the building.
The PBX is dead. That's how we would usually forward lines. To do it any other way, I'm sure you have to get in touch with, I guess it's AT&T, the phone company. That is something our engineer should have done a long time ago, but it has not been done.
But again, before the next pledge drive, I think we ought to be able to have some sort of way to have the phone to be answered. And
there
I think there's
several different
I think
ways
there's a way
there.
To do it remotely.
There are,
I mean, you could have a fully staffed remote pledge group.
Well, we have that.
Okay.
If you dial the 5738 number, they take pledges. That's all they do. But everything
and a question
falling by the
that.
Wayside.
Are these volunteers, or is this a professional service that we pay for?
Professional service that we pay for.
Okay. Again, I don't know. You know, if they're taking 15%. You know, maybe there's a way that we could save on something like that. Again, we know that they'll answer the phone, but would we be able to do a better job or somehow be able to staff up for that?
I don't see that happening quickly.
And I would agree. We've got something in May that's 30 days away, so to speak, but for the next ones.
We could maybe at least attempt it once whatever the heck is wrong with the phone gets resolved.
This is Nancy. The reason why we're not answering the phones, my understanding that it's illegal unless we're a paid staff to take credit card numbers. And the whole network changed and no longer has volunteers coming in to take pledges.
Illegal sounds like a strong word.
No, not
illegal.
Like illegal, but it's highly unrecommended.
There's something to the security there. I would agree.
Yes.
You'd want to be. But again, could we have an off-site location that we could forward the phones to and do it? I mean, I might even be able to get, let's say if it was busy on weekends, my office, which has a 20-person conference table, I don't know what we do with telephones, but to do it.
If I can get our engineer to work on this problem, it could have been solved months and months ago. I will try again.
What is the commission that this group charges us?
Something like 5 or 6% of what we bring in.
Well, that's reasonable, 5 or 6%.
Yeah, it's not huge.
I thought it'd be a little bit higher.
No.
But it's better. It is better if people go then to the website to give, because if they don't, then we save that money.
Yeah, and then we only have like a 2.5%
service, but we're also
charge.
Company, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sending an email to David Bay, and it says, can we forward calls from the 4000 number? Can we stop using promos with the old number? And I said, the one I heard lately was recruiting volunteers and mentioning Robin's extension. And I'll say, can we do a promo giving out Robin's email rather than the phone number?
Okay. Yeah, and you might specify the 4000 number. You know, we don't, the 5738 number is okay because that's the for donations, but it's when people call about their pledges or memberships or I don't know what people used to call about, but I guess that was a lot of it.
Yeah, they have nowhere to go. They just hear rings.
Yeah. Because, I know that's been a nuisance for a lot of people for weeks. been like 6 or 7 weeks since we've had a working phone system. Yeah.
Okay.
But as a patch, we could always just have a very detailed voicemail. This number no longer operates. Please call A. Please call B. Please email for C.
Well, the PBX is dead. It has no power to it. So we can't even do messages.
Just ring the phone.
Yeah.
It just rings.
But again, I'm assuming that could be transferred to another number, but this is a bigger question, just this right here. A great question for the engineer, and is there an alternative? I sure wish that there was. We have incubators for startup companies. I wish we had an incubator for nonprofits that would have support that would be able to help a group like ours. If anybody knows somebody that wants to donate $5 million for an incubator for a nonprofit.
What's an incubator?
An incubator helps small groups become large.
Okay, is it a person? Is it a machine? Is it a group? What is it?
It's generally a group. For example, Rice University just invested, I want to say, $150 million, and they're redoing the old Sears building, and it's going to be an incubator for kind of high tech that includes a lot of biotechnology to try to work with the med center.
Why don't you just
that's called an incubator. Well,
let's get back to the agenda if we can.
Okay, I have something I want to say to Robin. In the last finance committee meeting that was earlier this afternoon, I had asked David, please put a cart on telling people they have until midnight Eastern time tomorrow, April 7th, to get their membership in for the last year to be able to vote in this referendum. And I said, please do it. I mean, that's a very strong incentive for people to sign up I got to renew. Maybe I better renew. That's easy. Easy there thing to do. And he said, well, it'd have to be checked with the NES. I said, well, do it, you know, because we are at a disadvantage of the other four stations have telephones that work. We have no telephone that works. So the cart that the NES is saying, that Renee Penizzola is saying, well, call your station and check to see if your membership is in order. And if not, you better get it done before April 7th. Anyway, he said, well, it's already on a cart. I said, yes, but that lady's saying so many things and many, many words packed into that cart. Just do one with a clear voice and just say, get your membership in. You're $25 in before April 7th, midnight Eastern time. That means 11 p.m. Central time. So you can vote on this referendum that's going to either get rid of the LSB. You don't have to go into the details, but it's going to greatly change the representation, democratic structured representation of the whole network. That's a good way. I'm sure if he would just, you know, stop talking about cutting the grass and then make a cart. I would really love to hear him make a cart. And I said that earlier, and I don't know if it's going to be done, but, I mean, that would be easy thing.
Well,
that would stir up a lot.
I don't know if he's going to do that, but I can at least on Facebook and on the webpage make a reminder to people again. And that might be something. And,
yeah, it takes time to get a cart and get it into the automation system.
Yeah,
you know, Bobby wants everything several days in advance, and so it's not difficult.
Bobby has done faster. I mean, Bobby has done faster than several days, and he's doing most of them. They come in on the day of the show. I mean, a lot of people wait till the last minute, and I think sometimes they have a good reason because it's recent news. You know, they don't want to wait a whole week for the next time it's going to be played. Oh, I wanted to ask something else. On the website, would it be an easy thing if you were to post the amount that we're receiving and that we have received so far, like, oh, okay, we've got, you know, $2 million now, or and also the number of new members, and see it grow on the website so that we'd have a way to know and people would be able to see, and then the programmers could just check the website and find out, unless you have time to send them all that information. But, I mean, that shows something, a little excitement, like it's growing. Oh, and I'm going to put some money in and let me see it grow. Is that difficult to post?
I can make a thermometer kind of thing. In the past, it has was. I can make a thermometer.
Yes.
That basically, like at the beginning of the drive, it'll just keep track of what comes in during the drive, something like that. In the past, I had a hard time to get it to show on the website, but we've changed it and updated it, and so I can probably do that. Yes.
So, an exact figure number is too difficult.
No, it'll automatically update. As things go into Allegiance, it'll automatically update. It'll be pretty accurate.
Well, then, you know, when the Alley Theater was collecting money and I was watching it on television, I was 10 years old, and they were showing the figures, the exact figures. It was growing, and then they, you could see the exact amount, and then, somebody called in, oh, thank you, and they're saying thank you, and at the same time, the numbers are moving and jumping, you know. So it was very exciting, and it looked like, you know, transparency. But if they also had another little movement, like new members drive, that is really important. We could, the programmers could see that and make, oh, great, you know, we have now, you know, 400 more new members, you know. How many new members did we get on that last one?
I cannot remember off the top of my head. Not that many.
That many. 30, 40?
No, more than that.
Oh, okay, good.
But,
I think we're getting way off the agenda again.
I didn't agree. And usually, in the past, we made 200 on each drive.
Yeah, I don't want to create more work for Robin, though. It's a good idea, but, you know, she can only do so much, and there's...
Well, it's transparency.
We have endless ideas.
Let me take control here. We are in the report from the development director. Robin, do you want to say anything else about car donations or any other grants?
No. Car donations seem to be just running on at a pretty steady clip. It seems to be about 4 cars donated a month. At least we get a check for about 4 a month. Most of them are not large, since they can only sell many of these cars just for scrap, for metal. But every now and then we get a surprise.
Okay.
I can't tell you right now. I'd have to run a report to find out how much we've made this fiscal year. But it's not insignificant, the amount.
Robin, this is Nancy with a question. Can we put somewhere on the website, thank you, thank you, Susie, of... vehicle donations. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, David, or something like that. Maybe even for your Ford, your Crown Victoria, or your whatever. That's
that could
difficult.
Be done.
Because I think that might stir up some more. Right. And plus, it's nice to thank people, you know. You're not making a commercial for their business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I could help you. I don't know how to do that stuff, putting things on the website.
Well, if David is going to do a manager's report, if he could say something about people who have donated, especially unusual things, services or vehicles, he could personally acknowledge them. And we could drive people to that show by saying the general manager is going to talk on blah blah blah. If you want to also say something about any new schedule, if there's a schedule change, because we did talk about this in our last meeting, that it would be an opportunity for some sort of press release in the Chronicle if we had specific programming changes. Ted brought up the fact that we don't have a manager show, and I think he said he was going to mention things on the website. So if I want to go to fundraising now, and we're going to go through some of the things that we've already discussed, but this is what I want to discuss under fundraising. Lapsed members, special promotions, Chronicle article, and pledge drive. Then in outreach, we have social media, website, email blast, and other special efforts. So, and we don't need to set the meeting because it's already set, but I have something I want to discuss when we get to the pledge drive again. So, lapsed members, is there anything else we can say about lapsed members? I just really feel very concerned about it.
I agree. They're very fertile, and we need to develop a strategy to get them to come back. I mean, they're the most fertile groups that we can try to solicit.
Hear, hear. Before they kick the bucket.